Got the metronome on here?
Got the metronome on.
Are we freestyling?
Yeah, freestyle it. Let's do it. Sorry, guys. We're recording in GarageBand here. We're using some 2008 technology.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Smoking Booth Podcast.
Welcome to the very first episode of the Smoking Booth Podcast. This is Rhett and Link.
Rhett and Link? We are the closest versions of Rhett and Link. You know, like, we live in the Midwest, but we're, like, our spirits are a little southern.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but like in a traditionalist
southern spirits, you know.
In like a biscuits and hot gravy, you know. Loving your grandmothers.
Yeah, things like that.
Things like that.
Welcome to the show.
How's everyone doing? This is this podcast is called Smoking Booth, but we stopped smoking booth a while ago.
Yeah, I used to smoke a lot of booth in the basement back in the day.
Gives us anxiety.
Yeah, now it just gives me anxiety, so I had to quit smoking the booth.
I see a dark figure sometimes and in like a corner, and he just like shows up.
That's
and
the Benadryl.
No, oh, shit.
That's the hat man.
Someone's been putting that in my weed, dude. I don't know what's going on there.
But yeah, this is it.
It's a podcast that we hope to flourish, and we're sitting here in Connor's lovely abode. Thank you so much for having us here.
No problem at all, man.
Oh man,
if you're listening at home or in the car, especially if you're in the car, go ahead and crack a cold one.
Yep, crack a cold
go
one
ahead and crack a cold Miller 64.
Smoke some booth if you want, we don't judge. I mean,
unless you're a school bus driver.
Yeah, don't do that. You know, we had a couple of those back in the day.
Yeah, we had a couple of rambunctious drivers back in the day.
So. Yeah, we had a bus driver who, she wouldn't let me say stupid.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she would make me sit in the front of the bus.
If you said stupid?
Yeah, she would make me sit in the front of the bus and tell me how much of a bad boy I was. I thought it was rather strange. She kept saying bad boy specifically.
Ew, that's worse than stupid.
It is worse than stupid.
She's like, even a bad boy.
Every time I got off the bus at the stop, she would say, Colin, go tell your parents how much of a bad boy you're being today. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to tell my parents
how much of a bad boy
you are. Yeah, it was very strange, dude. Ew. She would always hit a bunch of bumps too, and my head would always hit the window in the morning. Like, I would be in the emergency exit and they had like that big piece of red metal, and I would just then I'll say, this bus is stupid, and then she would fucking make me go up to the front,
and then she'd call you a bad boy.
Exactly, dude. It's
even
just
a very
strange course of events. I mean, my childhood was very interesting.
This is fucking traumatizing.
I know.
So I got a tale for you. I got a tale to spin you.
Oh, what's new?
It was this morning when we were on our way, we went to Ann Sather's and got a cinnamon bun.
Mm-hmm. That was delicious.
It
by
was
the way.
Delicious. But when I was walking there, I was walking on the street and this guy came up like right next to me and just said, what did he say? I wrote it down. I was like, this is just like the weird, he wasn't even like a crackhead. I think he just like was off his meds or something.
Normal guy.
But he came up and he said, you have been banned from the neighborhood.
What?
And I was like, what does that mean? And
what the hell?
Walked away.
Oh, what?
He sounded like fucking Tim Cook. He was like, we got some real exciting news. You've been banned from the neighborhood. I was like, what
were you doing?
I was just walking down the street.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you have been banned from the neighborhood. And then he just walked away.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I mean, I don't know. Who has the balls to say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I was banned from the neighborhood, so.
Did it make you feel threatened?
No, not at all. You just, like, it sounded like he almost felt sorry about it. He was just like, you have been banned. It's like he was just notifying me.
The voices in his head were telling him that.
He said, you have been banned from the neighborhood.
Oh, man. Maybe it's because you are wearing a Dallas Stars hat, maybe.
Oh, maybe I... Yeah,
maybe you're trying to make fun of your sports.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know? But yeah, no. I mean,
that was my story.
I saw poop in a bag on the way to the diner.
Well, you see that all the time. That's just Chicago.
I know, dude. There have been too many homeless people, and you know, nothing against them. You know, I'm very fond of them. I think that they make outdoor life a little bit more interesting.
That's true.
But yeah, a lot of poop in a bag.
A lot of poop in a bag. You think it was like.
Like a carry-on bag. It was like a...
Oh, like a...
It was like,
meant like a plastic bag.
No. It was like in a duffel bag that you would like take on an airplane. It was just filled with toilet paper and you, listener discretion.
Somebody had a portable toilet.
Yeah, they're probably bringing it around.
Go set up.
Yeah, this is where I poop in a bag. Yeah, speaking of poop, I think I have some digestion issues.
Yeah, you've been having some digestive...
Yeah, I keep seeing online that I need to eat more mushrooms to help that. And I don't know why they're trying to push all these mushrooms on me. It feels like the last
Joe Rogan. He's like, yeah, I've been taking the best shits once I started microdosing.
It feels like in the last year they've been pushing way too many mushrooms on us as like a society. Yeah,
they got like mushrooms and fucking chocolate and these beverages.
It's almost like the government's subsidizing mushroom growing now.
Trying to get us to drink these
lion's mane,
social elixirs,
some truffles, something like that. You know, they're trying to put truffles in hot sauce now. Which, like,
oh, yeah, they got the truff sauce.
I don't know.
That? I've never tried the
I've never sauce. Tried it. It's probably pretty good, but whenever I see it, it's like $15.
I like the truffle cheese over at the burger joint, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Truffle cheese fucks.
Yeah, if you guys are from the Chicago area, go to Small Cheval. Great.
Yeah, it's great.
Great local establishment.
Great little biz.
But yeah, dude. I mean, these guys need to stop freaking pushing these shrooms on me, man.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's pretty 70s of them.
Logic is in Fortnite now.
It's like the worst podcast of all time.
Just like, Logic is in Fortnite. Yeah, apparently he's making a new album, and you know, Epic Games is really responsive to his.
Epic Games is fucking loving that.
His freaking vocals, man. I mean, one of the greatest biracial artists of our time. You know, I think it goes. Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, number one, Drake, probably number two. And then I don't know, man, I think I have to put Logic at number three.
I don't think Logic's number three on any of my lists.
No, not on the biracial artist list.
On any list.
Michael Jackson wasn't like,
He's not even the top three artists on Fortnite.
Yeah, no, literally.
He's not even like,
if you ever broke up, I'd never be sad. That one's my favorite Fortnite song. Hey, shout out to all the Fortnite players out there.
Squad.
You guys have probably killed us before in the squads.
Worst fucking podcast of all time. I was thinking,
do you have another?
I was like, what are we going to talk about? And then, you know what? I was thinking about, do you remember Ty Lopez?
Oh, the In My Garage guy?
Yeah, the Here In My Garage,
yeah.
The Lamborghini guy. Dude, I was thinking about how he was like the very first of that whole like
genre,
selling a course and being a fucking, I don't even know what he was, what was the ad about? What were we supposed to do? Was he, did he have like a course that you had to
yeah,
buy?
Yeah, I think it was like a financial growth course or something. Yeah.
But like
how to rent a Lamborghini, how to rent a home, how to, like, you have to Uber Eats, you know, you have to just drive for Uber for like 10 hours a day.
But I think he was like kind of the stepping stone into like the
Andrew Tate.
Into this guy who's a fucking total Tate copycat.
Bro.
That's the guy going around college campuses now.
Oh my gosh.
Like trying to pimp whatever he has, but it's just like all these shitty financial gurus. I feel like he started that. He was the OG.
He may have motivated Andrew Tate. He probably cracked the code.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Tate was probably, you know, I'm just a kickboxer.
He said, I could probably sell a fucking course.
I need to sell a course right now, and I need to, you know, disestablish the Matrix.
I wonder what Ty Lopez is up to. Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie,
pull
JMO.
It up. JMO, can we get a Goog on that?
Yeah, I mean, it works, though, you know? Like, the whole, you know, there are little boys out there who, you know, want bitches, and they want money.
Dude, Ty Lopez is shredded now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's kind of jacked.
We'll put a little photo in the audio.
Look at it.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh man, he's probably eating his mushrooms.
He got a little tiny ass dog, dude. Oh, dude, look at him and this granny posted up on the back of the lamb.
Dude, he's got a thick neck, too. I wonder.
He's posting Ted Cruz tips on his Instagram. There's no way he's making a fucking...
What?
He's making a fucking Ted Cruz.
He likes
Cruz.
Ted Cruz? Oh, he's reviewing his net worth over the years.
Yeah, he's making like one of these like hype.
Before and after, yeah. Ted Cruz bought Ty Lopez's course.
He's making like an alpha male, sigma male edit of Ted Cruz. That's crazy.
I'll be honest with the viewers. I did eat an onion once because of Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah. You were eating raw onions because Andrew Tate said it would give you...
He made it sound...
Or something.
He made it sound very, very believable.
You bought an entire bag of raw onions.
Yeah.
And you were just munch on them.
I wasn't proud of it. It was the worst tasting.
You bit into it like
bitter.
A fucking apple.
Yeah. I mean, he said it was going to boost my testosterone.
Yeah, I don't know how many onions you have to eat.
I haven't changed a bit. If anything, I think I've gotten softer since I ate that onion. Onions. Yeah. I mean, do you think he's good for the kids?
Andrew Tate. Dude, he's been on Twitter doing some crazy shit. He said if you have sex with a woman for pleasure, that's gay. He said, oh, it makes my pee-pee feel good. That's gay. He said, if you're 40 and you don't have 5 kids, that's gay. I was like, dude, what are you on?
Dude, I mean, I think it's all about his religion, you know? I mean, I think he went from Christianity to Islam, and now I think he's atheist.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a hot take to say that it's gay to have sex with women for pleasure.
I think maybe he's had sex with way too many women. And now he's tired of it. Maybe he thinks it's actually gay, dude. For real.
I don't know, man. I think he just needs some, he's trying to get the views up, I think, dude. He said, going to prison for sex trafficking wasn't enough. It's not working for me.
I think that's what he's trying to say, that. So then the courts are like, oh, I mean, he must have not.
He wouldn't have sex trafficked women because that's
gay.
That's gay. clearly we got the wrong guy.
Yeah, dude, he doesn't want his pee-pee to feel good anymore.
Yeah, clearly we got the wrong guy. This guy's in it for the love. And
maybe the onions
have
some weird side effects on his on his sexual health.
So anyway, if you're listening to this, keep killing it with the reproductive sex. Only sex for reproduction.
Speaking of sexual desire, I was thinking.
Speaking of sexual desire, Fortnite.
Fortnite? Logic Fortnite Club? No. I was just thinking, you know, like a lot of people out there, they really like the MILFs, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about the MILFs yesterday. I've never been into the MILFs.
Yeah, me neither. I just think it's a weird, like, Oedipus, like, complex. You know, it's like...
Is it Oedipus? Is that the one with the mommies?
Yeah, I think he has the mommy issues.
I thought that
issues.
Was Is it?
I think
I thought
it
was Freud. No, Freud
did the the dogs. Freud's dogs?
That was Freud. No, it's Pavlov.
Oh, Pavlov's dogs.
So, anyway, we're talking psychology.
We were both in AP psych.
Yeah, we didn't learn a fucking thing. Clearly.
But yeah, it might be a little bit of a mommy thing. I don't know, dude. Any of you guys out there who like MILFs, inside.
If you're watching some porn and it says MILF on it, because it's just like, I can't have a hard dick while thinking about mom.
No, you know, no, never, like, yeah. Wrinkles.
You'd be jerking off to moms, dude. I don't know.
Dude,
man.
No, that's disrespectful to all the mothers out there. And yeah. Mother's Day's coming up.
If you're Andrew Tate, though, he might think, like, I only jerk off to moms for reproduction. Like,
if you think about it, that's the most attractive woman you could ever be.
Yeah, he's like,
it's if you have children.
If you don't jerk off to MILFs, that's gay.
Oh, man. Dude, I mean,
all the hard topics.
I'd rather have no bitches than
a bunch of MILFs.
Than a bunch of MILFs.
I'd take some MILFs over no bitches.
I don't know, dude. I play a lot of Rocket League.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's kind of where you're at?
Yeah.
Bitches, no MILFs.
Ever since I started, I haven't been watching MILFs or bitches or getting bitches, so...
That's gay.
That's gay. It's gay if you don't get bitches, and it's gay if you get bitches.
Rocket League. Playing Rocket League.
I had a little bit of a thing that happened to me when I was a little kid. Not when I was a little kid.
Was it your bus driver?
No. This may have led up to this,
boy.
Though, dude.
Honestly, that's pretty MILF of her, dude. To be like, you've been a bad
I think
boy
so, and I think that's why I have such a distaste for it, because I was introduced to it at such a young age.
Yeah.
Especially by a bus driver.
Yeah, she wasn't a MILF by any means.
No, she was not. Yeah, she was like probably, you know, reaching the 300s.
she was just tapping in the 300s.
She was just tapping in, bro. She was going from welter to heavy.
They had to put the engine in the back to balance out the distribution on this fucking.
Oh man, yeah.
That's not nice.
Are you walking away?
Yeah, I'm walking away.
I'm walking away.
I'm walking away.
I have one final thing to, or maybe not final, but
this is it. It's 12 minute podcast.
The last one. Where are we at right now?
Where are we at? 431 bars.
Dude, like, 431 bars right now.
We're in fucking GarageBand.
They don't even tell us our time right now. Oh man, this gives us actually this is good. This means this that
how many bars do we do every
we need
every
a
week?
Well a
how
bar
many bars a week
a bar is
Yeah, but what's the
how many seconds
is that? It's at a 120 tempo.
Whoever's listening, can you do the math?
Somebody do the math on that. Any musicians in the crowd?
Leave a comment on what can you comment on?
And if we're going at 120 tempo and we're at 447 bars,
yeah,
how many fucking minutes is that?
I'm not sure, but I do have another topic though.
Okay, yeah.
You know, yeah,
just keep bringing them in, dude.
My body has been a source of misfortune.
It certainly has.
My body, you know, most of, you know, I said, you know, there might be something stuck in my colon. But also, when I was a teenager, I went to this party with one of our buddies. One of our buddies who's over yesterday. And I don't know if we should name them. You know, there's a lot of people watching out there.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know who else would be watching than one of our buddies.
The expose.
But we were at this party, and I was jumping on this trampoline. And I don't know if any of you guys know the dangers of trampolines. You know, I think that they're rather.
I've never seen a trampoline in good condition.
No, never.
I've never seen a brand new trampoline.
They always have springs.
I've never seen one that didn't look like a dangerous,
completely in bad condition. But I was jumping on this trampoline and I did a front flip, and it was my first ever front flip, and I was so happy. I was like, yes, yes, I am the man. I am the star. I'm a real athlete. And then I was doing front flips like crazy. And then
you're kind of hyping up your body of misfortune now, dude.
No, I know, but it's coming. It's coming.
Like, dude, I was absolutely killing it.
I've never had any bad injuries in my life, never anything crazy. But this night, I don't know, it was like, you know, everything was about to change. You know, when I was jumping on this trampoline, I was doing front flips. Everyone was hyping me up, you know, because I never said, I said I'd never have done a front flip before. And
the
they
crowd
just said,
was cheering.
Get your act together, Colin. Don't be gay. You know? Sorry. Not in a bad way. Yeah, we love. Yeah.
I think calling things gay is coming back big.
I think it is.
2024 calling things gay is coming back big.
Because like I think that everyone, you know, I think the LGBTQ community, they look back on like old MW2 gameplay.
Yeah, they started just going back in the MW2 and they're like,
this is kinda hype, bro. Kinda hype. Yeah. Like these trick shots, they're pretty cool. But so I was jumping on the trampoline and they wanted me to do a backflip now. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do a backflip. You know, let me try this out. And, you know, I've had a couple of drinky poos. That was fueling me at the time. I did a backflip.
You were obviously 21 at the time, right? You weren't consuming
alcohol. Oh, yeah. I prefaced by saying I was a teenager, but I was actually, like, middle-aged.
Yeah. You were a middle-aged man.
I was a middle-aged man doing front flips. Yeah. One of them cool dads.
Yeah, middle-aged man on the trampoline.
So I did a backflip, and I landed right on my neck. And I just heard, like, my ears didn't hear it, but my like brain heard it.
The conductive transfer.
Exactly, of cracking. Wow. And I just heard like 10 cracks. Just, and I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. And I drove home. I woke up the next day and my neck was just like the size of a cannonball. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't the size of a cannonball.
It's the size of our bus drivers.
But it did hurt for it did hurt for like a week. And ever since then I've been cracking my neck. I don't know if any of you guys are out there who study neck injuries, but please comment on this.
We need a guy who knows tempo and we need a neck injury specialist.
Please figure out all these issues for us. Yeah. And we think that the second episode we'll have a better
orthopedic surgeon. Is that hands? I think those are hands.
Orthopedic.
I think that's like wrists and hands and stuff.
They have doctors for only your hands?
Dude, they got doctors for anything.
Your ears? Oh, yeah, they do have ear doctors.
That's the ENT.
What about a chin?
Chin doctor.
What's going on? That's just an orthogenist. Yeah. Orthodontist.
Maybe they do the jaw. Do they?
Yeah,
do the
I think
jaw?
They do
work
the jaw.
On jaw a little bit. Yeah.
Nipple doctors.
It's for lactation specialists.
I wonder if there's ever been an injury where someone just lost their nipple. Like it was like a very horrific, you know, like saw blade came off.
Probably like some breast cancer. If you like, you lose it.
Well, yeah, but that's not like an injury. Yeah. That's more like a bodily dysfunction.
Yeah, it's your body.
that's
yeah,
what
Colin,
I went.
You're talking about bodily dysfunction.
I'm just kidding.
Never lost a tooth.
Yeah, but no, I mean, like that would be crazy.
Dude, that would be crazy.
Anyways, this has been the Smokey Boo.
Is that it?
No, I don't know. Do you have any more topics?
Rocking and rolling.
I mean, I do have like tornadoes.
Talk about tornadoes.
Big tornado just hit Nebraska. One of the biggest recorded. Actually, I don't know that. Someone look that up.
Somebody give me.
Leave it in the comments.
Give that a Google. What is the EF rating? Tornado specialist.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see a tornado. I know it's a weird thing for like someone to say, but I think
we could do a storm chase.
We could do a podcast.
Live podcast.
Storm chasing a tornado. And we'll also bring a camera. So then,
should we have our bus driver with?
Yeah, we should have her.
She'll be like, "You've been a bad boy. We're going
and
in a storm."
If we bring her in, the tornado accidentally like crosses right over our path. Yeah, she'll seal us down.
Yeah, she'll weigh down.
She'll lock us up, dude. Yeah. So that's good. Huh. Man,
I wonder how long. What are we at? We're at. Oh my god, my computer's going to sleep. Uh oh, guys, something horrible is happening.
I don't know why I just have, in my notes, I just have Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's? Oh, like the gas station?
Yeah. I mean, we've only been to a couple of them, but that's, I don't know why that's like in my, I don't know why that's in my notes. I mean, Buc-ee's really good.
Actually, dude, I kind of fucking hate Buc-ee's.
Why?
Dude, every time you go in there, it's a nightmare, kind of. Like, it's cool because it's like, this is the biggest gas station I've ever seen.
But there's also so many
there's
people.
There's so many people. It's like Disneyland or something.
It's beef jerky Disneyland. It's like, how much, they have a whole wall of beef jerky.
Yeah.
And then they have the toilets right next to them.
Yeah, dude, they have like 1,000 toilets.
It's 1,000
like
toilets.
Wild place. Speaking of Disneyland, I think if you're over 17, you shouldn't be allowed to go.
Not even like the Thunder from Down Under?
Is that a ride?
I don't know, maybe. I think so. And I haven't been since I was 50. Since I was middle aged. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't know, dude. Disneyland though, I feel like it's just a lot of like lines. It sucks.
And if you're an adult going there, I mean, like, what are you doing? What are you doing there?
Yeah, it's just like, get over it, right?
Yeah, if you're
like that's not even a hot take. The Disney adults get roasted. Oh, dude, did you see the video of fucking Anthony from Smosh interviewing Disney adults?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What were they saying?
I only saw like a clip on Instagram or something, and he was talking to them, and they were like, first of all, you can't call us Disney adults because really we're just fans of Disney. Like, I wouldn't call you, if you're a baseball fan, I wouldn't call you a baseball adult.
That is true. You know, I feel like they get a little bit of slack or they don't get slack.
They get all that smoke.
They get all the smoke, you know, and they're getting a lot of boof out there. What if they just like riding the rides? But actually, every Disney adult I've ever seen, they only like the characters.
Yeah,
they
like
only like
for
the
fucking
movies.
Minnie Mouse,
they don't
dude.
Go it's for like, the rides. They yeah. just go for the little like. Oh,
yeah, they're like, oh my god, dude, this pretzel is shaped like Mickey Mouse. I'm gonna come.
Hey, Goofy, come over here.
I don't know. Bring your kids there and.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Give them the
Disney
magic.
Adult. Exactly,
and then. I don't know, probably just stop, you know?
Yeah, like, you should probably stop.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a hater.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm an adult now, and I feel like I could go back.
I see, I have no desire to ever step foot into Disneyland.
I was there 6 months ago.
Yeah?
3 months ago, actually.
How was it? It's just like a long line,
I didn't
right?
go there. I just was outside of it the whole time.
You just stood outside.
Yeah, it was for a work trip, and all of
you
us
were like,
just...
tell him to fucking bring Goofy out.
You know what's the saddest?
I
want to
meet Goofy.
We were staying at the resort, but it's so sad when you're outside of Disney, and like everyone on the outside is just like getting drunk. And then you just hear in the background, just like people screaming, and like you hear like Star Wars like theme songs going on, and then you know you hear the train pull up, and it's like, and it's just like very faint noises of fun paired with the outer misery.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people getting drunk and children screaming. Sounds like the average family party. Huh?
Sounds like childhood. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, I had a thing happen in my childhood. I was on a trampoline.
I was on a trampoline, broke my neck almost. Both drivers said, oh, my boy.
Well, I don't know. We're at about 800 bars right now.
Yeah, we're at about 731 bars. I think it's time to end.
Bars. I think
731 bars is about a good time to stop. Well, if you enjoyed it, please click that.
I don't even know. Is there ratings? I think you can rate us. Give us a don't
Don't lie us
after this.
Don't lie though.
I don't know.
If you lie,
was this a 5-star podcast?
No. But anyone, people have different opinions. So let them.
We welcome all opinions.
We welcome all opinions. Let you click a button and tell us what you think, and we'll. If you email us, email me.
You're gonna throw out your email. Throw out your work email.
Yeah, wait, no, I don't want to throw out my work email. What's an email that I don't use? Oh, Biscuit Universe.
Biscuit Universe.
Biscuit Universe at gmail.com. BISCUIT Universe at gmail.com, and you could tell us what we should talk about next.
Yeah.
All right.
This has been
Colin
and Connor.
Smoking
Boof
Podcast.
All right.